Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this off on the same note we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
I'm some crooked now that this show's over. I need another one. What do you have, guys?
We're back.
Welcome
that
to the
sounds
Max
like
City
the
Morning
outro
Show.
Like the intro. That's awesome. All right, well, big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you guys know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. I'm Kara Bolton. I'm one of the program managers at the YMCA of Northern Alberta, and I'm here today to represent the Poverty Reduction Network as the chair.
Okay, now that's a mouthful. Can you please tell me what the Poverty Reduction Network is about, please?
You bet. So we refer to it as the PRN.
A little way bit easier. Yeah.
The PRN is actually a collection of different social profit agency members who come together to work and acknowledge and increase the awareness regarding poverty and homelessness within our community, okay. Wood Buffalo and rural.
Okay. And this is a branch. Is this like a separate body? Is this a branch of something, or how does that all?
It is a separate body. Pretty much all the members of the PRN probably are like me. They work off the side of our desks. It's just something that's important to our community. It's
okay.
Important to the participants that we currently serve within other programs. And poverty and homelessness is something that affects so many people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't even really understand what it is,
yeah.
How large it is,
right.
What the effects are.
Right.
So it's important to have those social profits come together mm-hmm. to be able to network and collaborate in the hopes to reduce or eradicate poverty and homelessness.
Right. So this week is a week focusing on awareness for that. So what's taking place this week that people can get involved in or with?
So yeah, today's our kickoff. So today is actually the International Eradication Day of Poverty, so
okay.
Worldwide, October 17th.
Okay.
Mayor Sandy Bowman has also done his proclamation and proclaimed this week from today to the 23rd, that
okay.
is Poverty and Homelessness Awareness Week.
Right.
We're going to have a bunch of activities throughout the week that any community member can attend, employers
right.
can attend. Our focus, obviously, is to increase everyone's awareness of what is poverty.
Right,
what
right.
does that look like in our own community?
Right. And so these events and things that are taking place, is there somewhere people can go to look up where they're happening and times?
Yeah, so our PRN has a Facebook page. So
okay.
at Poverty Reduction Network.
Okay.
They can go there. Our activities are posted.
Right.
There's some information posted. Definitely everyone out there, please give us a like, increase our numbers, because then that tells us that we're also increasing awareness.
Right.
But all the activities are on there. There's a few event pages made on behalf of the Y as well as the PRN.
Okay.
So they could always share those, invite their friends and family, come out to their events. Would be great.
Cool. Now, if people wanted to get involved this week or outside of this week, like how can you help eradicate poverty? Like, is there money that needs to be donated? Where do you donate it? Or is there clothing, is there food? Like what's the initiative? How can people get involved and help?
So on a whole, mm-hmm. pretty much not just this week, but every single day throughout right. Fort McMurray, different organizations, different social profits will do food drives or a clothing drive or a donation. So definitely if those people out there can afford that,
yeah.
great. If not, call Fuse Social, volunteer your time,
mm-hmm.
Help the food bank with their food drives.
Mm-hmm.
This week for us, as far as those collection pieces, on Wednesday between 5 and 7 at the YMCA in Eagle Ridge, the
okay.
community center,
yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
are doing a sock, mitt, hat drive, so they can just drive through, drop off new items, anything really, even hygiene products, personal products can be dropped off, and then we will get those to like Salvation Army and the food bank to be able to be distributed
okay.
to participants.
Cool. So what time is that happening again? Sorry, this?
This Wednesday from 5 to 7.
Okay. Cool. Right on. So when you distribute all this materials, how do you pick which organization gets it? Like when you're collecting like a hat or a jacket or like you said, hygiene products, how do you decide which not-for-profit in Fort McMurray gets it, or is this a coordinated effort prior to?
It's a coordinated effort. I think that's part of what the PRN is. Mm-hmm. So it's those network of agencies. So Salvation Army, Center Hope, United Way, Food Bank, Alberta Works, the YMCA,
right.
Support for Housing, come together to sit on this. So we have our monthly meetings. We identify what the barriers and gaps are in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to talk about the rises, who needs help, what's happening.
So yeah.
That coordinated event's already there.
Okay.
Throughout the year, every organization does other events.
Right.
On behalf of their organization.
Right.
But this week is all of us coming together to increase that awareness about poverty and homelessness.
Cool. Now you're wearing something on your shirt, YMCA. I noticed that when you came in. I don't think enough people, and I fall into this bracket. Like when I grew up, I didn't know what the YMCA really did in regards to all their programs. Like I knew
it was fun to stay there, though.
I knew they had a pool.
And it was fun to stay there.
What do you mean?
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Oh. Good call, Tanner. That went over my head. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
But then when I had Keegan, I found out like there was a daycare, and then. There were so many other things. So can you, for the people at home and myself, because I am interested, because they don't have the pool anymore. So can you tell us a little bit about the YMCA and what it does in our community?
You bet. So, yes, the Y, we're still here. The pool is closed, so mm-hmm. we don't have that Westwood location. We
yeah.
have a community center in Eagle Ridge.
That's right.
That does rentals. They do some fitness classes, so you can hook up with a private trainer and get some
okay.
They also do some fitness classes, birthday parties, meeting rooms,
right,
like that.
Cool.
Of course, like you said, we do the child care, so we have several child care centers throughout Fort mm-hmm. McMurray. So we do daycare and before and after school child care.
Okay.
And then where I work is community and housing initiatives, so which is at the Hardin Street building.
Yeah.
Just across the road. But we have I think about 13 different community-based programs. So we work with newcomers and settlement.
Okay.
We do employment.
Yeah.
We do mental health.
So we have right.
a new mental health program coming up, YMind. My area is the family services. So I do family and wellness programs. And
okay.
then we have our Housing First program. So within those programs, there's a few other programs.
Yeah.
For foreign workers. So with community programs, our intent is to support participants where they're at.
Okay.
Providing them either navigation or connecting them with the services or workshops or other
yeah.
things that they might need within their.
Yeah. I had no idea. Like, you just totally blew my mind there.
Yeah.
See, that's good. Because, yeah, I knew about the child care and I knew about, like, the fitness programs. But I was wondering, and that's why I asked the question, is because they don't have the Y location and from what I just know about the Y and the marketing that they do, fitness is a huge component. So I was wondering, like, if that was still
it is,
viable.
It,
but, like, yeah, you have a new viable, location.
Yeah,
cool.
It is. We just modified it a little bit different.
Yeah.
Joanne is the general manager at the Eagle Ridge Center, so she's definitely someone to contact if you're interested in it. But we are here. We're here in the community.
Yeah.
We have for over 40 years.
Right.
And I think you're right. Community services is definitely little bit probably low-key.
Yeah.
We're not great at shouting out what we do, but we
right.
do help a lot of different participants in our community.
And when it comes to the community services, that was my next question in regards to, I think you guys had like a flagship location and in regards to, oh, the Y is there in regards to it used to be in Westwood. If people want to utilize your services now, obviously they can get in contact with you through Facebook and like message and call the numbers and whatnot. But where's the physical locations outside of the daycares? Because they're everywhere. Like outside of those, if people wanted to utilize your services, what's the physical location people would go to?
So we have two physical locations besides our daycare. So
okay.
that's the Eagle Ridge Community Center.
Okay.
So that's in between the two schools.
That's right. Yeah.
And then the Hardin Street location, we're in the lower level.
Oh, cool.
Hardin Street building. So all of our community programs, offices
yeah.
are at the Hardin Street.
Okay. So downtown.
Downtown, yeah.
Perfect. Well, listen. Tanner shook his phone. That means he's ready with his Max City Minute questions. You want to put an ad up before that, though, or do you want to do it afterwards?
I don't think we have ads right now.
Okay, well, we're just going to go on with the questions then.
Yeah.
So, Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty, question number one for you today. What is one thing the community could do to help homelessness in Fort McMurray that they wouldn't expect they could do?
If they don't expect to do it, I would suggest that they go to the United Way website. So the United Way website, right now, you can go and log on to Make the Month. It's a virtual simulator where you can go through the questions to see if you will actually make the month or will you end up in poverty. So it's a simulation where you're faced with decisions, real life decisions based on scenarios and the stats within our community. So a great way to increase your awareness to really understand what is poverty and how it affects our community. So as an example, you're a two-parent household with two children and your dog is sick.
Yeah.
Vet treatment.
Right.
Do you go to the vet?
Right.
Or do you pay a bill?
Right.
Right?
Like right.
What type of decision are you going to make?
So right.
Just looking at that from an income standpoint, from how much money you make, daycare, childcare. So I would definitely refer people over there because I think it's eye-opening.
That's neat.
Question number two. What is one thing you look forward to the most about coming home late at night?
I guess that's a tricky question. I look forward to the peace. I think our day's quite busy. That quietness, being able to relax, to reflect on the people that we've been able to serve, the people we've been able to help, some of our success stories, and then just kind of, maintaining it and doing it all the next day.
Question number three. What is one place in Fort McMurray you think doesn't get enough shine?
I think all of our social profits do not get enough shine. It would be really hard for me to choose just one of them. Mm-hmm. I work with several organizations, a lot of different talented people from all those social profits. We really care about our community. We care about our organization, and I don't think the shine is enough.
There you go.
Question number four. What is one program that the YMCA has that you think is the most underrated?
I would say that's our community programs in a whole, to be honest. We, again, probably do not shout it out loud enough.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people always associate the Y with being the pool, like you said.
That's right.
But we do such great things. So the community programs, the child care, and then our fitness that we still do. So.
Yeah.
And your final question. If you won the lottery, what would be the first thing you bought for yourself that you don't need?
Awesome. I love the randomness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I love the randomness.
Try to throw one random in there.
I should have come better prepared.
Yeah, you can't prepare for Tanner's question.
How are you going to prepare for that question? That's exactly.
Yeah.
That's the point of them.
What would I buy for myself that I don't need? You know what? I would probably buy, shoes.
Okay.
And the reason being is struggle to find shoes just the way my feet are.
Okay.
And that would probably be something that I would buy because I.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Those have been your five questions.
I'm going to help you build. What kind of shoes are we talking about here? Are we talking sneakers? Are we talking pumps? Are we talking heels? Like boots?
It would have to be comfy. 100% comfy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Comfy.
I love the randomness, Tanner. Thank you.
I try my best.
Yeah. So you have a bunch of stats and notes there, and like more often than not, I forget that people bring them, but you have some. So are there certain things you want to like check off?
You bet.
Okay.
So just some did you know facts.
Okay.
1 in 11 people in Wood Buffalo are affected by poverty.
And when you say affected, what does that mean?
So 1 out of 11 people that you see on the street are probably suffering from poverty in some form.
Okay.
1 in 3 children go to school hungry.
Yep.
In Wood Buffalo, over 7,000 people live in poverty.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a high number.
That is a high number.
Okay.
Our food bank last year in 2021 delivered over 5,000 hampers, and they increased their intakes by 237. So 237 new people
additional
needed access to our food bank last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Homelessness since 2019 has increased by
20%. Mm.
Transportation costs and needs have increased by 20%.
What do you mean transportation costs and needs?
So even like busing.
Yeah.
So a lot of people rely on our transit to get to and from work.
Right.
And that cost has increased by.
So the cost of the fare to get on the bus has increased for the user. Okay, yes. Gotcha.
What is it now? Do you know?
I don't know. I probably should, but I don't.
Last time I rode the bus, it was $1.25. So.
You want me to date myself?
Yeah, how much was the bus?
It was 35 cents.
That seems like an inconvenient amount of money.
It was an inconvenient amount of money. It was a quarter and 10 cents.
Yeah, well, I would rather 50 than
that's
35.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. I won't tell you what I used to save my bus money up for, but...
I can tell you that 13,040 people over the age of 15 rely on public transit in our community.
Over the age of 15?
Over the age of 15.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, it was one of those services when I was in high school, I used to utilize the bus, but as an adult here in Fort McMurray, I just haven't had... Yeah. But you know what? The funny thing is that you see the buses drive around, and for years, like, you look at them and you're just like, there's nobody on that bus. But you are right. Like, over the last few years, I have recognized that, like, when you see the bus, there are people on them, which is nice to see that they're not empty. But I've definitely been able to visually see the intake.
And it depends when you see the bus.
Like, right.
If you see the bus.
Oh, in the morning. Yeah, with the kids.
Or if you see it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there's probably going to be nobody on it because nobody's riding a bus at 1 o'clock. But if you go look at it at 8 a.m. or 5 p.m., there's going to be a ton of people on that bus when, like, people get off work or school or whatever, right?
Facts. Yeah.
One of our events is tonight at the Eagle Ridge YMCA Center from 7 to 9 is discussing the living wage.
Okay.
So we're inviting any employer to come.
Okay.
There's a living wage network in Alberta. Mm-hmm. We do a bunch of stats. We work with the city for that. And they have come up with what is the basic wage that someone in our community would need to live not in poverty.
Yeah.
And it's $26.50, which is $11.50 higher than our minimum wage. So tonight we're having an information center session.
Yeah.
If any employer would like to come and learn about the living wage and what that looks like to their employees or what that impacts their community.
Yeah, Elliot, $26.50 over here. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Dude, we can do better.
We need to raise everybody's wages here.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Elliot.
I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love you, Tanner.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah. I think it's important to understand that poverty affects everybody. It's faceless.
Yeah.
So
we're
talking about women, that single person household, newcomers, indigenous, LGBTQ plus, any racialized group, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of root causes with poverty.
Yeah.
Those basic needs of having access to healthcare.
Yeah.
Access to child development. Right? Like I said, 1 in 3 children go to school who are hungry. So when you don't have food and you need that brain nutrition.
That's right.
Long-term impact.
Yeah, no, it's kind of nuts. It's been so long that I have been in school, obviously, like that hasn't been on my radar. But when Keegan started to go to school, you would see like the breakfast programs, and he goes to a school up in Thickwood. So, anyways, the Thickwood demographic of who's living up there versus who lives downtown is different. So, when Ethna started, just a little bit, when Ethna started to be a vice principal downtown and I saw what their food program needs were versus Thickwood, I was just like flabbergasted. It like blew my mind because I would go to the groceries with her and I have to pick up and literally fill up a 4Runner once a week. Yeah. And now just for a breakfast program. And I said, how is this even possible? And she's like, that's how many kids are coming to school hungry.
Yeah.
Like, that's nuts.
And I think it's great that both our public and Catholic school are doing those programs.
Yeah.
And you were asking earlier how people can get involved. Like you said, if you're a parent of that school and you feel like you can get involved, contact the school.
Yeah.
See if you can volunteer in the programs.
Yeah.
They talk about for donations.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps.
And those programs, they also, I know, will allow just every student to come and eat, so that the kids who actually need the food don't feel secluded.
Yeah, it makes it normalize it for a little bit.
So like that whole 4Runner, it might not have been all those kids are hungry.
That's right.
But they want all the kids to feel the same. For the ones that are hungry, don't feel ashamed that they have to take the help.
That's right, yeah. So Tanner hit his watch just a few minutes ago, so that means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
So I get to shout-out to anybody?
Anything. And it doesn't have to be a person. We've had shout-outs to objects.
Cars and houses. And
yeah.
There you go. Well, I'm going to definitely shout-out to all those social profits. I think the work that we do, the work that they do is so impactful in our community. And like you said, we probably don't shine as much as we need to, but without all those great social profits and our partners, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be here today. So thank you so much and great job for everything you're doing.
There we go. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Feel free to come back again and again to promote anything that you have on the go. I didn't even get to talk to you about your family and everything that's going on because I had lots of questions about that. So next time.
Sounds good.
Cool. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Really do appreciate it. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you for your ongoing support. Everybody else, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so crooked now that the show's over. I need another one.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.